public advocate. As the city's ombudsman, or go-between, the job of the public advocate includes monitoring the operation of the public information and service complaint programs of city agencies, and investigating and trying to resolve complaints about many city services. In the mayor's absence, the public advocate acts as the mayor. In the case of a vacancy, the public advocate acts as mayor until a special election is held. The public advocate is also responsible for presiding over city council meetings and can sponsor local legislation. The public advocate earns an annual salary of $165,000. Candidate list for public advocate. Letitia James, Democratic, Working Families. James Lane, Green Party. Deborah Liatos, Socialist Workers Party. The following public advocate candidates did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Robert Maresca, Conservative. Irene E. Estrada Rukaj, War Veterans. Molina G. Fabricant, Students First. Michael K. Lloyd, Freedom. Alex Merced, Libertarian.
Letitia James, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
NYC Council Member.
Previous occupations.
Public Defender with Legal Aid Society. Assistant NYS Attorney General. Chief of Staff in NYS Assembly.
Education.
New York City Public Schools. CUNY Lehman College. Howard University Law School.
Organizational affiliations.
Founded the Urban Network, a coalition of minority professional organizations that raises money and distributes college scholarships to inner city youth.
Prior public experience.
NYC Council Member, 35th District.
1. What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
My top priority will be to fight for a great education for all our children. Through the Public Advocate's Office, I will demand that the city's focus is on improving the quality of education, and I will engage the community and families to ensure that our students are prepared for college and the real world, not just taught to the test.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
I will fight for good jobs that include fair wages and benefits for workers, affordable housing, consumer protections, access to health care, and public safety.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I've stood up for progressive causes my entire career. As public advocate, I will continue to push for economic and social justice for all New Yorkers by fighting for good schools, good paying jobs, affordable housing, and the interests of the city's working and middle class.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
James Lane. Party enrolled in. Green Party. Current occupation. Vice President of Client Solutions, 24/7 Media. Founder, Hot Indie Media. Bassist, Black Dawn. Previous occupations. Global Accounts Analyst, Reuters Financial. Staff Accountant, Reuters Health. Billing Coordinator, Partners in Care. Senior Patient Accounts Representative, Visiting Nurse Service of New York. Education. U.S. Army Signal School, Electronics/Communications Technician. High School of Art and Design, Commercial Arts/Graphic Design. Organizational Affiliations. Diversity Committee Member, Green Party of the United States. State Committee Member, Green Party of New York. Prior public experience. All my work to improve my community has been as a volunteer and not in a paid government position. Issues regarding an adoptee's rights to know about their origins, reducing our bloated military budget, a ban on hydrofracking, and improving recycling efforts are just a few on my list. What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected? Improving the health and social well-being of all people, regardless of economic status, by bringing their voices to the government leaders that have been neglecting us for too long. What other important issues would you address if elected? Adoptee rights, affordable housing, consumer rights, ecological wisdom, grassroots democracy, higher education, mass transit, nonviolence, public health, and social justice. What makes you the best candidate for this office? I am not a career politician. I'm a lifelong resident of New York City that was born in Flushing, raised in Harlem, matured in Hell's Kitchen, and currently live in Park Slope. I am married with a young child in our city's public school system. During the past 30 years, I have maintained leadership roles in military, corporate, and internet technology jobs while doing whatever I could in my free time to help promote a secure, sustainable future. As the Green Party candidate for public advocate, I pledge to serve as the people's watchdog over the mayor and city government because I feel having someone from outside the major two-party system will be helpful for a true democracy. Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Deborah Liatis.
Party enrolled in.
Socialist Workers' Party.
Current occupation.
Mechanical assembler in electronics factory.
Previous occupations.
Factory worker.
Education.
High school.
Organizational affiliations.
Socialist Workers' Party.
Prior public experience.
Socialist Workers' Party candidate for the 13th Congressional District in 2012 elections.
What is the most important issue in the city you would address if elected?
Workers are facing everywhere the consequences of the deepening worldwide economic crisis of the capitalist system, the assault on our working conditions and standard of living. To cut across the competition and divisions fostered by capitalism and build the working class unity and political strength that is necessary to fight back against the property rulers, the Socialist Workers Campaign calls for a massive government-funded public works program to provide millions of jobs building affordable housing, hospitals, child care centers, and other things workers need. For a big increase in the minimum wage, which would increase the wage level for all working people. Organize and unionize unorganized workers, defend a woman's right to choose abortion, eliminate stop and frisk.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
One important priority is joining the campaign to free the Cuban Five, Gerardo Hernandez, Ramon Labanino, Antonio Guerrero, Fernando Gonzalez, and Rene Gonzalez, Cuban revolutionaries framed up in 1998 on conspiracy charges. All but one remain in U.S. prisons today. The five were gathering information on activities of Cuban-American counter-revolutionary groups operating on U.S. soil with impunity. Their case has been winning growing support. They are an example of the kind of men and women who made and have defended the Cuban Revolution for over five decades and that will build a revolutionary party that can help lead a working-class fight for political power here.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Myself and the other socialist workers' candidates are setting an example for workers of the need to break from the Democratic, Republican, and other capitalist parties and set a course for independent, working-class political action. Read more about the campaign and these political issues in the Militant newspaper. Contact our campaign office at 212-736-2540 or newyorkswp@mac.com.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.